Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Certainly, the export markets for U.S. cotton continue to be the primary outlet, with 75% or so of our crop moving into the export markets. Right now, we're still in the early stages of the 2016 marketing year, but we are anticipating to see exports stronger than they were a year ago. We've gotten off to a good start in terms of sales and shipments compared to year-ago levels, so hopefully we'll continue to see that pace continue. The dollar certainly creates some challenges sometimes. I should say more, the strength of the dollar creates some challenges for U.S. cotton exports because that trade occurs in a dollar-denominated basis largely, and when you see a stronger dollar, it's making our cotton a little bit more expensive in the internal currency of our international customers. We've seen the dollar continue to maintain some of its strength. As we look at what some of the macroeconomists are saying for 2017, they still call for probably the dollar to continue to strengthen a little bit into 17, in part due to the fact that we're seeing some increases in interest rates, which is usually positively correlated with the strength of the dollar. And I think right now there's still some fairly good expectations for the overall performance of the U.S. economy heading into next year, so that optimism also might carry over and give some strength to the dollar. Hopefully, though, when we look at it from a broader perspective, we know a lot of other factors come into play than just the strength of the U.S. dollar, so we hope we can continue to maintain the good export pace that we've been seeing so far. China is still an important customer for U.S. cotton. They're not the largest customer anymore like they were for a number of years. They've fallen back to be second or third on the list in terms of the largest customers. Vietnam's emerged as our largest customer right now, and we're still seeing China work through some of their own internal supply and demand dynamics. Specifically, they still have a lot of cotton stocks to work through, and we've seen them begin that process of working down their stocks, and in so doing, then they're also limiting their imports to really just about their WTO quota. So we think right now we'll probably be looking at China still buying about 1 million bales of U.S. cotton, maybe a little more. It's probably going to be fairly steady at that level for 2017, because I think we're still a couple of years away from China really coming back into the market in a larger way, because they still need to work through their cotton stocks.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think right now we're obviously still just very much post-election and still in the transition period. A lot of positions yet to be determined in terms of who is in the USTR ambassador slot, who's the USDA Secretary of Agriculture. We know President-elect Trump, as he went through the election, was very critical of some of the trade agreements that have been approved or that were under consideration. So we're going to kind of watch that landscape. We certainly want trade agreements that work for U.S. agriculture and that work for U.S. cotton and that keep the markets open. There are some trade agreements that are in place right now that have been very positive for the U.S. cotton industry, and one in particular is NAFTA. Through NAFTA and CAFTA, we've developed some strong trade in the Western Hemisphere, not only in the raw fiber, but also in cotton yarn. So we see a lot of the U.S. textile products that are produced in the United States in the way of yarn and fabric moving into Western Hemisphere markets for further processing. So we certainly want to do what we can to protect and maintain and hopefully even grow those markets.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
You know, as we continue to work through the period of the 2014 Farm Bill, we have seen a lot of changes in cotton markets today compared to when the Farm Bill was debated 3 or 4 years ago. We've seen us move into a period of lower cotton prices. We know the financial pressures on cotton producers has increased dramatically these last couple of years. And really, I think when you get down to it, if a producer didn't have above average yields, it was very difficult for them to make the revenue side come up to equal their cost side. And that has put a lot of pressure on them. And in response to that, we continue to look at ways to try to improve the safety net for cotton producers. And we're doing that not only now, you know, we're not waiting, I guess, for the next Farm Bill. We're trying to look and see what assistance can be accomplished right now in the way of improving the safety net. We were fortunate earlier in 2016 to have the ginning cost share program approved by USDA and implemented. That was a one-time assistance and it helped, but it didn't fill all of the holes that are out there in the financial balance sheet. So I think we're continuing within the National Cotton Council on an effort that we started really about a year ago, and that's an effort to try to get cotton seed designated as another oil seed or a covered commodity within the existing 2014 Farm Bill, because we believe that would be a way to provide assistance to cotton producers through the FSA-delivered PLC and ARC programs under this Farm Bill. So that's one of the efforts that we're going to continue to do. We're working on that in 2016. We're going to continue to look for avenues in 2017, and hopefully we can find some way to address that in advance of the next Farm Bill, but if not, then we're going to look at that being an alternative for the next Farm Bill as well. But certainly we realize there's a lot of need in the countryside, and so continue to look for those avenues to improve the safety net.